Where do I start?
Spirits! Police do not have the right to touch you excessively, period.
It is so much stuff to uncover.
Spirits. What are they teaching these chur in school, chur? Okay, just saying, know your laws, know your laws.
Well, I have an opinion and I'm going to voice it, so.
Can somebody, please. So can someone please explain to me, how is that godly?
Ask yourself this question.
No one is talking about it. And if they are, they're not telling you where to get it. No, okay, wait a minute. I was not ready for that laugh. Wait.
Spirits.
Am I right or am I right? I mean, like, I'm right. The fuck?
No, seriously, that really happened.
Okay, so let's talk about it. Let's talk about it then.
Are you following your purpose?
I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Lego.
Access granted.
Spirits! Grand rising. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or whatever time you are listening to this. And Abari Ghani, my beautiful spirited butterflies. And for those of you who do not know, Abari Ghani is what's the news in Swahili. And I'll tell you the news. But before I do, I do want to say thank you so much, olds and newcomers. Honestly, you could be anywhere in the world, but you are here, and I appreciate you for your time and being here with me, so thank you so much. Literally, honestly, couldn't do it without you. So we are back again. We are back again, spirits. Today is January 23, and we are well underway. It is January season 4. What? You know what I'm saying? We in the building with season 4, episode 37. I mean, listen, hold on. Let me get my hand clap. What? We here. You know what I'm saying? I hate that my hand clap is actually attached to my light bulb, but I hope that you were able to catch that. That was very disturbing. And a part of me want to take it off, but then that would minimize my lighting here. So I'm going to leave that on, and I'm going to do it again. So hopefully you can hear it. Let me do one more time. I'll never know until I play it back. Well, I am sipping my tea, and this is going to be a regular thing. You know, we're in season 4. We are grown-ups now, and so I'm sipping my tea today, spirits. My tea quote says, "The plants have enough spirit to transform our limited vision." That is amazing. That is such a beautiful tea quote. That's my tea quote for today. So if you are new here, this is the inauguration, where it's about 10 to 20 minutes of me talking about things. Now, season 4, I'm actually switching it up. Prior to season 4, obviously, if you're new, you would have to go back and listen to those old episodes. But normally, I would talk about, and let me just go back in my notes here. Normally, I would talk about my children, my business, my week, and then the recap of, you know, what the last episodes were about, or whatever the case may be. But this is season 4. We are doing something different. We're going to be talking about news. So what is in the news today? I'm going to give you a news clip or news, I guess, a little bit of a pocket for your change that's interesting to me, as well as entertainment news. Okay. Then we're going to give you a business fact, whether it be social media or business in general. And then my week in an overview and what it meant to me and what this episode is about. So that is the inauguration moving forward in that order. What is the news? A little bit of a snippet of what's important to me as far as news goes, and then a little bit of an entertainment for you spirits. Then we got business facts, my week overview and meaning, and then what this episode is about. So, season four, we're still playing it safe. After the inauguration, we still go into a quote. But you already know, based on the title of the cover, that this is business as usual, Kamal Empire, CNPR. I'm literally going in full spectrum of Kamal Empire, CNPR, and or community and public relations, our department, and how we can help. What the podcast, like how the podcast is congruent to the business. Five things I wish I knew before starting a business. And that is going to also connect to a YouTube video. So stay tuned for that. And then introducing my rebranding. I'm going over a little bit of things that we did in rebranding. And then my final thought, and then the outro. And that's usually, that's pretty much how these blueprints are going to, or not blueprints, these outlines are going to go moving forward, spirits, for season four. Pretty plain, pretty simple, and pretty cut dry.
That was easy.
It was easy, wasn't it, Lamp Guy? I'm going to call that Lamp Guy. And moving forward, I'm going to have to do this all the time with my lamp. And I'm going to, so that way my I can feel like I'm talking to a person, even though it's my lamp. So I know you're like, what are you talking about? So I have the, I have these smart light bulbs that I got from Target, and you put them in your lamp and you connect it to a device, and the device will have the lamp talking, basically, or playing music or changing colors or whatever the case may be. So look that up if you're interested. I really don't like to promote things that I'm not getting paid for, but nevertheless, it's at Target, and it's called Smart Lights or Smart Bulbs or whatever. All right, so what is the news? I want to come up with some type of, you know, a little pocket for your change. So in today's news, first things first, because I am a veteran, I want to talk to the veterans first, and this is what's near and dear to my heart. Veterans, and I did say this, Spears, I did say I was going to start watching the news so that way I can inform you better moving forward into season four and then five and so on and so forth. So vets, I do want to let you know that I have been seeing on the news, and correct me if I'm wrong, someone please, one of you spirits, hit me up, DM me, message me, whatever the case may be, because I usually will accumulate information, but it does not mean that I've ironed out all of the details. Does that make sense? So don't give me, okay? Just Google it. So basically what I'm hearing for veterans is that we are now, which is crazy because I've already had access to medical benefits, but they're saying that like we're going to the top of the line where it's like you can go to any hospital, any doctor or whatever the case may be and still receive services, which is very weird because again, I already have that and I don't know what veterans don't, but that's what they're saying is that, you know, you're going to the front of the line, you should be able to receive all type of medical benefits. When really, only if you ask me, based off of my experience, it's only been medical and optical, or I guess you can consider optical medical, you know what I'm saying, but physical, optical, and you have to pay for dental. So unless they're including dental, I don't even know why that information was necessary. Okay, so I'm just going to give it a big... But in other news for veterans as well, they say goodbye to your landlord. Veterans have access to powerful VA loan benefits, which again, this is not news. I swear to G, I don't know why they feel like this is necessary to tell us. Like they're putting this in the news like on a daily basis as if we aren't aware that we have home benefits or loan benefits or whatever the case may be. But the redlining, the underlining that they don't tell you is that you have to have good credit. Okay? Yeah, that part. Other news, entertainment, Shikari spirits. Shikari was actually, and excuse me, sometimes I'm going to get like ringers from my phone because I don't always turn my ringers down. But I know a lot of my spirits love entertainment. I know one of my good friends always was like, why don't you talk more about, you know, what's going on in today's news or whatever the case may be, because I don't care that much. But, you know, because these are my people. Shikari Richardson actually was kicked off an airplane after arguments with a flight attendant. So more details to come on that next week. Like I said, these are just small clippets, and then we're going to continue to talk about it as the podcast progresses. And, you know, we're going to continue to accumulate and grab more information and then have these conversations kind of roll out a little bit more. I'll continue to add more news as well. And, you know, as long as we continue to unfold those stories, I'll be adding and obviously taking away. So that was the news facts for you today. And that is a little bit of a change for your pocket. Okay, so my week as an overview. You know, I'm starting to get a little pissed off because every time I start my podcast, I will turn down volumes and do all this and do all that or whatever. But somehow, some way, things still get seep in. Like, my computer starting to talk in, and it pisses me off. And I don't want to talk about it. But anyway, in other news, my week in an overview. Spirits, you know, I put out podcasts every other week. So literally my week is more like what happened within the last 2 weeks, basically. Whew. So where do I even start? Like, I'm going off memory here. I want to say when the children went back to school, because I believe the last episode I put out, Spirits, and I'm sorry, I'm just trying to look at the time frames here. Okay, January 9th. And I believe the children just was going back to school. So, before I even get started, mothers and fathers, okay, I just want to congratulate you on getting these babies out to back to school. You know, trying to be the best parent you could be, getting them their clothes and their shoes and all kinds of things and knickknacks and whatever to get them going. Okay, I just want to say I see you. If nobody sees you, parents, I see you. Okay, and I hope you see me too, because it is not easy. I just want to cry just saying that. So let me just give y'all a hand clap. Oh, yes, because y'all deserve it. Oh, okay. I had to say that because I had to get it off my chest. Children are difficult. Okay. My week. So, getting the children back to school it was not fun for me because my sleep schedule is off. And when my sleep schedule is off, everything is pretty much off. So, I basically work around my children's school schedule. And I think I've mentioned this before, but, you know, that's kind of how I do everything. That's how I start my work day and everything like that. And so the children had to go back to school. I had, like, what, 4 loads of laundry to do because, you know, I try to not be superstitious, but, you know, you was raised a certain way, and I'm doing the best I can to unlearn the stuff I learned. But I still don't want to wash clothes on So, Spirits, if you're anything like me and you don't want to wash clothes on, like, New Year's Day, or you want to wait a week, you know what I'm saying? You wait, like, literally a couple of weeks or a couple of days after New Year's, the 5-4-3-2-1 thing or whatever, to wash clothes. I mean, we just alike, and I get it, and you're not alone. Now, speaking of that, I understand that the New Year's, according to me, and I was having this conversation with my dad and a few other people that, you know, the new year actually starts in March. So forgive me if I keep saying new year or whatever the case may be, because like I said, language, verbiage, you know, I'm working on really focusing on the truth and bringing that more to life. So No, I did not wash clothes because of the quote unquote superstition. Even though I don't believe in it, I still didn't do it. I lost too many people in my family. And that's just what it is. So the kickstart of the year, we actually opened up the... See what I'm saying? I keep saying the kickstart of the year. Blah, blah, blah. It's January. For me, spirits, the year starts in March. And Google it. You'll see why I say that. But yeah, so we started January off kind of like with doo-doo. My uncle passed away, my Uncle Mac, and so we had to celebrate his going away, going home, commemoration or whatever the case may be, in honor of him. And that, you know, that started off our January. So here we are, you know, with death already on the table. So he passed away in December, but we celebrated it in January. I told my mom that was not a good idea. A good idea, but she wanted to do it anyway. And now we're all just getting by now. I believe the family, everybody is getting back to normal. Everybody is getting back to work. Like I said, children are back in school and things of that nature. My week, my last couple of 2 weeks has taught me to just live. Despite what everyone is going to say, let me tell you something. I went to my uncle's funeral and I had this poem. I didn't have too many memories about him. And what I do know, I can't really share because that's just kind of disrespectful. But he, oh my goodness, my dad, man, let me tell you. I know we, my family's hilarious. First of all, my aunt fell at the commemoration. And when she fell, I literally tapped.
Alert from Google.
It was like a bunch of people surrounding her. And when she fell, I literally walked over to my sister and was like, hey, she do that all the time. Just keep walking. So not only was like I was being kind of ignorant, my dad was kind of being ignorant too, talking about, oh, your uncle was he was okay. He was charming, but he had a bunch of things to say. And I just kind of feel like you don't really talk about people like that or whatever. But I'm glad to know that even in your passing, there's still going to be people out there that's going to have some real negative-ish to say. And another thing, spirits, I'm working on not cursing, and here's why. And that's because of these past 2 weeks. People are always going to have something negative to say no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, no matter when you do it, no matter why you do it. You understand me, spirits? So these 2 weeks have taught me to be me no matter what. Now, if I have to strip away all the things that really isn't me, I would have to say it's cursing. I didn't curse growing up. Yeah, my mom used to be like, go tell them F-U-B or whatever. But, cursing is not something that's like my favorite thing to do. It's not, you know, I feel like I use it when it's, and I'm not even going to say necessary. I'm just going to say when time permits, because sometimes I feel like there are no other words. Does that make sense? And I don't want to feel that way anymore, spirits. I want to feel like there are so many more millions of words that I could use besides B-F-U-H. Okay. Okay. So, yeah, that has been my week. I don't plan on changing that up. It's going to be challenging, not cursing, not doing drugs, and other things that I've decided to not do. And this is not a New Year's resolution. This was a new Kiki resolution, a new Orkia resolution. And I just want to be better. So these past 2 weeks taught me that I don't care about what other people are saying and thinking and feeling about me. I care about what I feel and think about me. And if there's a couple of things that I can change about myself, those are the things. I'm going to work on it, and I'm going to update you, spirits, and hopefully you can go on this journey with me. You know, like, if there are some things that you want to strip away, you know, now is the time, you know, because like I said, you only get one life, and it doesn't matter if you're here today and gone tomorrow, people are still going to have something to say. So you're either going to give them something to talk about, you know what I'm saying? Or you're just going to continue to, I mean, like I said, they're always going to have something to say. So you're going to give them something even more to talk about or something better to talk about. So I decide to give them something better to talk about, and this is it. So we are 19 minutes into the inauguration. Let me go ahead and tell you what this episode is about. This episode is about Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations. It is literally about what Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations is, how we can help based on the four departments that we have and I was able to zero or hone in on, what the podcast is about and how it connects back to Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations, and five things I wish I knew before starting Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations, as well as my podcast, My First Amendment. Okay? So, I also will be introducing my rebranding, and that's about it. So, again, spirits, I thank you so much for being a part of this journey. And you are listening to My First Amendment. I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau, and that was your inauguration. Albert Einstein said, "Strive not to be a success, but rather to be a value." Someone also said, "Everyone gets used. But if you're not able to be useful, then you're useless." So, spirits, welcome back. And if you are new and you are just tuning in, you are listening to My First Amendment podcast. And I'm your host, Miss Kiki Kamau. And today's episode, we are talking about what is Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations. So I am super duper excited to explain this to you, spirits, because a lot of people are confused. Well, actually, no, they're not. I think I just wanted to really zero in on what it is that we offer. Okay, so let's talk about Kamau Empire from the beginning. Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations started back in 2019. Now, the LLC was not developed until 2021. Let's keep it a buck. And you can Google this information and see. but yeah, so it started back in 2019 as an idea for a nonprofit organization. That led me into putting that on hold and figuring out how I can sponsor in a way that nonprofit organization through a business, if that makes any sense, because I didn't want to just have a nonprofit organization. I wanted to have a business attached to it. As you can see, I started trying to, I laid out a foundation and then I started to build one home. And then I connected that to another home. And that's kind of how I attached my little blueprint of my little town or mogul. So anyways, the nonprofit organization was put on hold because I wanted to develop a business. Being that I wasn't quite sure where the business would lead or take me or what it would consist of, I decided to go back to school. So I went back to school at the company I was working for, which is Ultimate Medical Academy. And I started going to school for medical billing and coding. After I learned medical billing and coding, I thought to myself, what else could I do with these particular skills? So I literally looked up coding and billing and things of that nature, jobs that consist of it. And in order to design websites, you need to learn coding. And I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm kind of halfway there, right? Like, it's not the same kind of coding, but it's still dealing with numbers, codes, and things of that nature. I wanted to develop a website to spotlight my nonprofit organization, but I didn't quite have a business or anything. So again, 2019, I reached out to a good friend of mine, and she's a graphic designer still to this day. And I reached out to her and I was like, hey, I really need you to design me a website. And she's like, for sure. What is it about? I'm like, I have no idea. You know, I just know I want a website and these are the colors, you know. And I knew that it needed to have colors that stood out. I knew that. And I knew that I needed pictures and all these other things. But I did not, the idea was not coming to me quite yet. So with that being said, I want to say in 2019, because I was brutally beaten by cops in 2019, that's what made me want to start the nonprofit organization. But because I wasn't quite sure on the type of business that I was going to be implementing, I wanted to start something else, and there goes my podcast. So in 2019 is where the podcast idea came up as well. So as you can see, a lot of these thoughts and ideas started trickling in 2019. So the podcast actually started to develop around that time. I thought I needed a co-host, and that's where it came from. But originally, I just wanted the podcast to mostly be about my story and how I got where I am. Then I also wanted it to be kind of like a bird's eye view of where I'm going. So that way, you know, the community that I've developed along the way can kind of vouch for me in a sense of saying, you know, I've seen it, I've heard it, she's lived it, she's done it, you know, that's the truth, that's her, you know, in a way. So for you who are listening, you're kind of you are my team of people who, you know, and when it all boils down, I'm going to be like, hey, you remember such and such episode when I said such, and here we are today. You know what I'm saying? So I believe that that's where we're going to go with it. That's the future for everything. So within the podcast, I decided to figure out what type of skills I had. And I've mentioned this before. I've expressed and talked about Come Out Empire so many times. But this is really like honing in on everything, spirits. I know some of you are like, I've heard this before, but this is really honing in on everything. So basically, I was trying to identify the skills that I had. And based on those skills, I knew that I worked at FedEx Office and Print as a lead sales associate in production. So not only would I have to design like graphics, like calendars and all kinds of fun stuff for customers and business cards and, you know, flyers and things of that nature. So not only did I have this experience, I'm thinking, how can I utilize that? So I go back into my history and I start thinking of what other things that I could implement into this graphic designing and coding and things of that nature. So I have my friend, you know, attempts to design me a website. I decide that, you know, I wanted to design a website on my own. So I went looking for websites and free website templates and things of that nature. And that's how I stumbled onto Wix.com as well as Shopify.com. Okay. For real coders, they won't need Wix and Shopify. However, for real coders, you can still utilize Wix and Shopify because you can still implement codes into that, into those templates. I also got to deciding like what other skills I have.
I know I was really good with helping people decide and come up with a good image for themselves, helping people understand like color concepts, helping people understand themes and things of that nature. At one point, I thought I wanted to be an event planner because I love themes so much. I'm such a theme person. Like my apartment is full of themes. I have a theme for my living room, a theme for my kitchen, a theme for my children's room, a theme for the bath. Like seriously, I go too far. Or maybe I don't go far enough. I don't know. See, that's what I be talking about. It don't matter what I do. I can turn all the volumes down and things will still pookity pockety. And I be wanting to curse so bad. Okay. All right. Back to Kamau Empire. After I finished medical billing and coding school, I decided to go to school for something else because I'm like, I don't know what I want to do, but I know I need to do something. But anyways, based off all the skills that I accumulated over the years and the experience that I had, I decided that the best school that really was prominent for my, I guess, based on my skills was kind of like a school that is like dealing with public relations or, you know, a degree in public relations or media or something of that nature. Communications and minor in public relations, something of that nature. So here we are today with me in school still to this day for public relations. Okay, so I do want to inform you, spirits, that I am a full-time student. Now, let me retract because I know last season I would always tell you about what was going on in school. I recently failed my last two courses, and I'm taking this back because after talking to my academic advisor, I found out that I was taking the wrong courses pertaining to my major anyways, and I wasn't even on the right major towards public relations. So, joke's on me. Now that those wrinkles have been ironed out or those kinks have been straightened out, I now start back school next month, kicking it off harder than before and literally finishing up this year. I can't keep doing this. Public relations school is full effect back again in February. And that's another reason why I'm doing my rebranding and explaining to you what Kamau Empire is. Okay. So that is how Kamau Empire got started. After I decided to go back to school, I started to design my own website. And from there, I decided to, after my co-host experiences or co-host attempts failed, I decided to step out on faith and go with doing it myself when it came to my podcast. And from those two things or those three things, we kind of developed Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations, as well as my First Amendment podcast. So what is Kamau Community and Public Relations? Kamau Community and Public Relations is a PR firm that is not just, you know, a public relations firm. We are your family. And because I am my own everything when it comes to departments until I start hiring, what we focus on is helping 9-to-5 entrepreneurs as well as aspiring artists. What we focus on is helping aspiring entrepreneurs and artists to develop, start, build, and manage their business where it comes to social media, the actual business itself, like the name, the branding, the logos, the colors, the color concepts, the theme, understanding marketing and how to publicly display your services and understand how to promote your products and services, and then understanding branding as well.
And if you are an artist, then you have the opportunity to work with me, not now, but in the near future, and work with other of our developing public relations officers in the near future to have them represent you, whether it's on social media, or, you know, in the media when it comes to, crisis? And I'm trying to figure out the word. I can't think of it right now. But basically, when if you don't know what public relations is or what PR does, I suggest that you look it up. But basically, if you're looking for representation as an artist or an entrepreneur as well, what PR will do is represent you when it comes to promoting your brand, getting you interviews, getting you out into the media, whether it's on the radio or the newspaper, magazines, and so on and so forth. And so that is my goal moving forward when it comes to Come Out Empire as far as like representation. But right now we are honing in on our three major departments, and representation will come later once I receive my degree, as well as start hiring, employees for those specific departments. Does that make sense, Spirits? I hope you were able to catch that. Is it crisis? I still can't think of the dang on word. Oh, well. It's the morning time, and I probably should stop doing these podcasts early in the morning because my brain, I feel like, works better at night. But anyways, here we are, right? So let's talk about our departments and how we can help.
That was easy.
Woo! I feel like that was hard. I'm not going to lie. That was 15 minutes of blah, 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 blah. Okay, so our departments and how we can help. So we have a social media department. I'm sorry, social media managing department. So if you are looking for someone to manage your social media because you have a heavy workload, what we'll do is assess your social media account, no matter how many followers or wherever you are in your social media journey. What we will do is assess your account and assess what areas that you want to work on, whether it's you're trying to develop followers, you're trying to develop more engagements, you're trying to develop more profile views, you know, whatever the case may be, we will assess it. We'll help you dissect your insights. We will help you understand your analytics when it comes to posting the times and days and things of that nature. And I'm sorry. I just lost my train of thought because earlier during the inauguration, I completely forgot to mention a business fact, and I'm glad that I'm bringing this up now in regards to social media engagements or management, because I have a business fact for you. And this is a social media fact, or social media tip. I'm sorry, social media tip. When it comes to posting, Spirits, and this is very important, so listen up. When it comes to posting your content on social media, and let me just use my phone so I can show you what I'm about to say. Before you go to post, to have your picture, whatever the case may be, stand out just a little bit more, when you get ready to post and you're at the part where it says new post, and right before you hit share, you want to scroll all the way up, Spirits. You want to hit on advanced settings, and then you want to go to accessibility where it says write alt text. Write alt text. What that does is helps you identify your picture just a little bit more using keywords that's going to help you stand out when it comes to your picture. So that way, if say a searcher is looking for pink shirts, you would use in your right alt text, you would type in pink shirts. And so when they're searching for pink shirts, guess whose picture is going to show up? Yeah, that'll be yours. Okay, so little tips like that is what we do to kind of help you build, start, as well as manage your social media account when it comes to developing your reels, pictures, posts, what time to post, and things of that nature. So that is that social media department. Then we have a graphic design department where we design logos, flyers, business cards, even go into designing your website as well. So anything that has anything to do with graphics, okay, is where you want to go. And then we have a branding and marketing department. Branding and marketing is very simple. Branding is where you start, you know, that's who you come to. That's the department you want to go to when you're looking to actually start your business. You don't know what name you want to go with. You don't know what colors, what themes, what logo, why, your mission, your reason, your who, your what, your when. That's your branding, honey. That's your branding. I love talking about it. It just gets me all googly. And then marketing is, you know, it's all about your promotion, how you're strategizing, what times you're putting it out, what certain times and why you should utilize certain times and what they mean and things of that nature. Marketing is all about promotion, okay? And then, like I said before, there's that public relations representative department as well, where, you know, like I said, you need someone to represent you as an artist as an entrepreneur. So if you are looking for, and another tip for entrepreneurs, if you are looking for someone to ghostwrite anything, whether it's for a news publication or something that of that nature, like maybe a bio or something like that, that's where we come in at as well. So that is what Come Out Empire is about, and that is our four departments on how we can help. So I hope that was
That was easy.
I hope that was easy for you, spirits. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to My First Amendment, and I am your host, Miss Kiki Come Out, and we are talking business as usual. And this is season 4, episode 37, where we're talking about Come Out Empire community and public relations. Oh, okay. How to get started in business and 5 things I wish I knew. So now we're going to talk about how the podcast helps with the business. And then we're going to talk about 5 things I wish I knew. We're not going to go into detail, spirits, on the 5 things I wish I knew before starting Come Out Empire Community and Public Relations, as well as starting My First Amendment podcast. But, and the reason why is because there is going to be a full out 10-minute video on YouTube coming out this Friday on 5 things I wish I knew before starting. So as you can see, I love to monetize my content. And that's another thing when it comes to public relations. I love what I do. I love what I'm learning, and I love teaching it to you, spirit. So please don't ever hesitate to reach out to me. I don't care if it's 2:00 in the morning. I will not respond. But I encourage you to still reach out to me, because 2:00, obviously, nobody should be responding. But maybe the next day at 10 a.m., I for sure, and I, the reason why I say the next day is because if you text me for real at 2 in the morning, I will not hit you back until the day after that day. Okay, you understand me? Okay. I'm sorry, I had to just put that out there real quick, because some people be trying me. And that's okay. You know, it's okay to try me or whatever. And I'm just saying, respectfully, I will respectfully decline that message or ignore that message and be responding when I feel it's as necessary as such business-wise. Okay. Okay. So, but yes, please feel free to always hit me up. Always. No matter what. I mean, I don't care what the topic is. If it's business, I'm there for you when I'm at 10 a.m. on a business day. But whenever you want to hit me up is whenever you want to hit me up. Now, whenever I respond, that's on me, spirits. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. Now, why the podcast and how it connects back to Kamau Empire Community and Public Relations. And I'm so excited to tell you this, spirits. You have no freaking idea. I love saying idea because my ex-fiance is Guyanese. And for some reason, he says idea when it's idea. But I think it's a Jersey thing, honestly, because I met another Jersey person and they said idea. And I just, at this point, Jersey people, y'all don't speak well, okay? And I know I'm Southern, and I say a little this and a little that, but y'all don't talk very well. No, I'm just playing. The English language was already made up, and who cares? You know, at the end of the day, if you're melanated, none of us is going to speak correctly anyways, because we ain't speaking our own language, you feel me? But, okay, we're business as usual. You can take the girl out of the hood, but you, okay. So why the podcast? This podcast is very near and dear to my heart because not only am I introducing you to other artists and entrepreneurs alike, but I'm hoping, spirits, that it will freaking inspire you to get your, ooh, I want to curse so bad. Get your ASS up. And do something about your freaking life, okay? You only got one life. You will not be here forever. Put a stamp on it. Does that make sense? Get up, get out, and get somewhere and do something. If I can do it, I know you can. And that's why, because I want to introduce you to people that are just like you, such as myself, trying to do something, trying to make a difference, and it's doing it, and it's having fun with it, and it's not easy, but the future outcome that we are trying to establish is, that's the fruit, that's the glory, that's the joy. That's the happiness. That's the peace. Is that financial freedom for our melanated people or people in general? Preferably our melanated people, but people in general. I hope that when you listen to these podcasts, when it comes to who I am and where I'm going in life, I hope that you can understand that I am just like you. I am from the south side of Chicago. No, I just always want to say south side of Chicago, but I don't know. No, but I'm from the south of Tampa, Florida. Grew up in public housing. Life was not always easy for me, but I joined the military. I connected with people, and I set a precedent for myself and a foundation, and I'm going to stand on it, and I'm going to live on it, and I'm going to breathe it, and I'm going to eat it, and I'm going to walk on faith, whether it kills me, and I'm going to do it. And I want you to do it as well, because this is not the end goal for me. The end goal is to have eventually my own town. And this podcast is going to show you how I am ready to walk in that light of being the mayor and being a leader of my people and for people. And I have a lot more growing to do. I have a lot more learning to do. I'm not perfect. No one is. And I, you know what? And I don't strive to be. And I want to leave. And I want to say one more thing before I finish up. Oh, actually, I'm going to leave that as my final thought. So when it comes to this podcast, it's literally your radio station, your news station, your newspaper. It's telling you what Kamau Empire has going on, who's involved and who's invested in Kamau Empire, who has their hands in the pot, in the success pot, you know, and also it connects you back to my Instagram page where I'm giving you tips and tricks every Tuesdays and Thursdays on how to start, build, and manage your business. So this is just a all around full circle on how to be a better you. How to find your purpose and how to walk in that purpose faithfully, confidently, and how to manage that vision. Does that make sense, spirits? So if you take nothing away from my podcast, my business, my personality, anything, please take away the fact that I behoove you to be yourself, to know what you were put on this planet to do, and to have faith in just doing it, honestly, for real. And that is it, spirits. That is why the podcast exists. That is why it connects and how it connects to Come Out Empire Community and Public Relations. So we have one more minute here. I'm going to tell you five things I wish I knew before starting Come Out Empire, as well as my First Amendment podcast. Okay. One thing, first thing first, do not start a business. Okay. Without writing everything down. Does that make sense? I need you to get a book. I need you to get a composition notebook, and I need you to write down what this business, I need you to write down the who's, the what's, the when's, the where's, the why's, and the how's. I didn't do that. My vision, my development started to come as I started to grow, and that I don't want that for anyone else. I want you to know why you're doing this. Who is your target audience? You know, figure that out. I want you to that's one. The second thing I wish I would have known is more in depth when it comes to the LLC. I had no idea about the insurance and all that stuff, but we're going to talk more about it on my YouTube channel. Another thing I wish I knew was that when it came down to having a podcast, I wish that I had previously recorded episodes so that way I could be putting them out, you know, consistently. A fourth thing I wish I knew, and time is running out, so I'm going to stop this and come back for these last couple of seconds. All right, spirits, we are back. And if you are just tuning in, you are listening to My First Amendment, and I am your host, Miss Kiki Kamau, and this is Business as Usual, How to Get Started in Business, and the five things I wish I knew before starting Come Out Empire Community and Public Relations. So we are at the end of the ropes here. These are the last two things I wish I knew before starting Come Out Empire Community and Public Relations. So if you just tuning in and you're just not listening, the first thing I said is I wish I would have known my who's, my what's, my when's, my where's, my why's, my how's. You know, who was my target audience, why I was doing this, and what it was going to be about and what it was going to entail. That comes for Come Out Empire. When it came to the podcast, I wish I would have known about having previously episodes recorded. When it came to the LLC, I wish I would have known about the LLC insurance and things of that nature. And I can't stand when people be messaging me. Even when I turn it down, it still do it. It's like, what is it, God? Okay. Oh, anyway, about the LLC. The fourth thing I wish I knew is when it came down to having a business line as well as like a Google account, I'm sorry, having all of those be consistent and congruent. And so that way, because I had to change my business card so many times. So, and we'll talk more about that. And then the fifth and final thing I wish I knew before starting a business is not putting everything onto the website until everything was together and then the website comes. Don't do the website. Don't put out the website before the business. Like, who does that? What do they do that at? I did that. So don't do that. Okay? All right. So that was it. And
that was easy.
Whew. And that was the five things I wish I knew. And it was not easy. It was very hard. All right, so let's talk about my rebrand and let's get the heckly up out of here. Okay. So introducing my rebrand. When it comes to podcast season 4, I've changed the covers of when it's just singly me. I hope you like it. I added a lot more gold. I took away the tan and the brown. It was just strictly ugly. Gold is my colors. I'm sorry. I don't know if you know the spirits, but the actual theme or the colors of my business is orange, gold, and navy blue. And the reason for those three specific colors is, one, orange is my favorite color, hands down. Stop playing with me. Navy blue and gold is because I was in the Navy. And those three things right there literally make up me. I mean, I can go into more details later, but they are me and I am them, okay? Just those three colors alone. Now, when it comes to colors, I behoove you to look colors up and see how they identify with your personality as well. Because everything means something. Numbers, colors, all that stuff. Now, I have a signature mascot for my business, which is the butterfly, but I'm also implementing the lion. So you will be seeing the lion / butterfly come out as well. And when it comes to Miss Kiki Kamau, the poet, her actual logo is a butterfly / lion. So that's the whole purpose of adding the lion into Kamau Empire as well. So that way when Miss Kiki Kamau, the poet, actually stands out on her own, you will be able to see that lion and butterfly. So it's kind of like that gold and orange starting to come out. So that's that. And we'll talk more about Miss Kiki Kamau, the artist. And that's a whole separate entendre. My tips on Tuesdays and Thursdays have changed as well. I have a slogan, and it was ESR, but I did not like it because I thought, okay, this could be so much cooler. So I decided to rebrand my slogan to ESIR. So it's actually pronounced easier, which I think is so cool. Oh my gosh. Like, I don't get me excited. Okay. So anyway, yeah. So, and I love putting on my, and you'll start to see spirits when I'm putting out my tips and tricks on Instagram, that it'll start to say it gets easier, or at Kamau Empire, it's easier, or it gets easier. I'm thinking I want to say it gets easier at Kamau Empire, whatever. Well, but you know, either way
that
it go.
That was easy.
Oh, I just scared the crap out of my own self. I pressed the button by accident. All my hair stood up. Y'all, oh, I get nervy. Okay. I will be taking a photo shoot soon, which is going to separate the artist as well as the business owner. And that way, when it comes down to redoing the website, it'll all make sense. I believe that the last website was very messy and busy, and this one is just going to minimize it and you know, clean it up a little bit, spirit. So, and condense our services as well based off those four departments. So that is my rebranding, and that is Kamau Empire, and that is everything. I really hope you enjoyed the show. Let's go into this outro, because I'm over this. I'm over today. Lego. Well, we are back, and we are ending the show. I'm so excited to be ending the show on this great, great note, because season four is underway. We are going to be introducing so many amazing artists, entrepreneurs. I've already been doing so many interviews. I got so many interviews this week. I'm going to be so freaking busy. It's so freaking crazy. You understand me? But in the meantime, in between time, that is all, folks. Spirits, I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to leave us a message. We are always wanting to hear from you. And don't forget to hit that bell so you will know when the next show is up. Rate us, follow, comment, and subscribe. Also, if you want to be on the show, let me know. DM me. I told you, I encourage you to reach out to me. Now, when I respond is when I respond, but reach out. Reach out. All right. Anyway. Season four, we're kicking it off. Like I said before, I have my girl Tone IE. She is a singer, artist, entrepreneur. I have so many people coming. Denise coming. She's talking about therapy. I got someone to talk about clothing line. I got somebody talking about engineering. so many people, someone talking about management and promotion. We were just talking about that. So spirits, if you do not want to miss these episodes, you do not want to miss these connections, you best to be tuning in, okay? Next episode is coming out February 6th, okay? February 6th. Every other week. If y'all expecting me to put this out every week, y'all got life all the way twisted, okay? Because I have a life too. And that sound fun or whatever. I mean, I would really love to do that and be with y'all more. But just let me know. Let me know because I don't really know. I'm only going off what y'all want. With that being said, handles coming your way. Follow me on my business page at Kamau Empire CPR. That has not changed, and I don't see that changing. Kamau Empire CPR for all of your business needs. If you are looking for the artist, guess what? She changed her name or whatever. It's That Girl in Orange. THATGIRL in the letter N, and then spelling the word orange, ORANGE. So it had to be changed, but we're going to talk about that later when I'm being interviewed. Also, I have an interview on Black Focus Manifest podcast, but I believe he calls it the Royal Bloodline podcast. It's going to be coming out soon, as well as My Dad Old School Poet coming out today. So be on the lookout for that. Be on the lookout for my episode coming out on the Royal Bloodline podcast. And then I'm bringing some of his people over to the Royal, to the My First Amendment. It's just so much. And I feel like I'm talking so fast. And I just got to go. YouTube. Do not forget to follow me on YouTube. Coming out this Friday is 5 Things I Wish I Knew Before Starting Kamau Empire. And you literally get to see me. This is a visual. This is an audio. This is everything. So, and also spirits, moving forward, all interviews with these artists and entrepreneurs will be on YouTube. So guess what? Season 4 is all on YouTube. And don't rush me, okay? I got to be editing everything, not just the audio now. Now I'm be editing visual too. So don't rush me, all right? Anyway, but it will be coming out. So not only will I be letting you know, hey, this episode is coming out Monday, then be expecting the actual video of it on the following Friday. Does that make sense? I hope it does, and I hope you excited. As far as my YouTube artist page, we'll talk about it later. Like I said, I will be interviewed myself as an artist, and I will be having that come out onto this show as well, and then, you know, talking about me as an artist and how it's congruent to the business as well. So, that is all, folks. I literally have nothing else to give you, nothing else to say, nothing else to do. Until next time, I look forward to talking to you. I look forward to hearing from you. And I look forward to empathizing with you. See, I finally said it right. And it's because I've been writing it down. Until next time, fly high, spirits.